We're back on Coffee Call. I'm Cindy Riley. We've changed gears now. We're talking with Tracy Stevens. Tracy's also the deputy coroner, but he's here today representing the Marshall County Elks Club. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. Good morning on this yucky, rainy morning. Good gosh. But at least it's not snow. We are getting ready to host what would be an event that we're just so proud to be a part of, and that is the Elks National Hoop Shoot event, free throw shooting contest. This Saturday, it's going to be held at Benton Elementary Gym. We'll gather at 8:30 and register the kids, and they start shooting at 9 o'clock. They'll have 30 minutes to get signed up and registered. There's no cost to be involved in this. It's a national event that we sponsor as Elks. Much like we do the golf tournament, we mm-hmm. come out once a year and raise money for the Exceptional Center. This event just gets the kids involved, lets them come in and show their free throw talents. So Coach Don Bach, rest his soul, did this for 25 plus years. And Jennifer East and her committee have jumped out and took over this thing back several years ago, and it's been a real success. We've had some kids go all the way to national and shoot in the national events from here locally. So you don't have to be from Marshall County. You can come from Callaway. You can come from McCracken, any adjoining counties that you want to. Again, it's just a fun day. It takes a bunch of our folks to put it on. We'd like to thank Jay Riley from Jay's Electric. He sponsored and bought all the new balls. So start out with brand new balls. They air them up to specific weights. And, you know, it's just it's a fun day, and it's just a good event that the Elks is proud to sponsor.
Now, what are the age groups on that, Tracy?
Age groups are from 8 to 13, okay. Boys and girls, okay. And they're separated into three separate age categories, so it's real fair. Mm-hmm. So the young ones shoot against the young ones, middle against the middle, and the oldest ones against the oldest ones, and of course boys shoot against boys and girls shoot against girls. And, you know, we've had some girls do awesome. Of course, we've had some awesome girl basketball players in Marshall County coming up through the years. Yeah. So we're just looking forward to this event. Last year, we had COVID. Last year, we had weather come in. They canceled all of the school-sponsored events that day because of weather. And I think we had one child show up to shoot.
Did he win?
This is, you better believe he did. And went on to the next event is in Hopkinsville, or in Madisonville, I'm sorry. That'll be on Saturday the 21st of this month. And then I think it's every other week, and if you win, ending up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, the family's paid for, Elks pays for them and for their travel and food while they're gone and the competition. So hopefully we can have some kids to jump out there and make 25 out of 25 and win something big. So it's, a fun event this Saturday, 8:30 Saturday morning at Benton Elementary School Gym. And we will announce, and we'll have you guys jump out there with us. We appreciate everything y'all do as well. We've been running public service announcements about this. So we will put the word out on WCBL as soon as we hear anything, if there's going to be any changes. But right now, even though the kids are not back in school, the school systems are doing their due diligence, trying to get things ready in the buildings that had so much damage. But the gym is okay, so we've been told, and we're going to be able to just move forward with this event, unless we have a major weather change.
And I don't think we're going to.
I sure hope not.
I think this is going to be one of those years, Tracy, that you're going to get a good turnout again.
I hope so, and thank goodness it's not a golf tournament. We're not worried about the rain. So even though I heard Shane say a while ago, we got 2.5 inches already today, you know, we just want to tell you that it's inside and it's dry and it'll be warm and we'll have a fun day.
Yeah, and you're involved with the Marshall County Elks Club. You guys do so much good for the community.
Well, you know, we've been blessed to be an organization that is able to raise funds, and you know, we've had a real good recipient in the Marshall County Exceptional Center for Children and Adults. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what a blessing it's been for us to be able to step out and do what we've done. Doesn't happen all by ourselves. You know, we have committees that we've put together to do these fundraising events, and people always step up and help out, and, you know, that's a good thing. So we'll be coming around again late summer, and hopefully, good Lord willing, we'll be putting the golf tournament on again later on in the year. And when you hear about it, I always say open up those pocketbooks, because all the money goes to charity. So that's what we're all about.
Yeah, and you guys also partner with, or you take, no, I'm in the Marshall County Rotary Club, and every year for Christmas, you guys take about 35 of our kids, and you guys do the shopping, and you host your own Christmas party for those kids.
We do, and man, oh man, what a blessing. Of course, last year was a little different with the events on December 10th and the tornado, but we were able to jump out and help a lot of families this year based on just the things that y'all do. And the school system gathers names up of kids mm-hmm. that are in need and families that are in need. And we love to just step up and do what we can do. And yeah, that's a fun event. Our folks that head that side of things up have a big time doing it. Mr. and Miss Claus usually always appear, and sometimes the Grinch shows up, so you just never know. But no Santa Claus, no Mrs. Claus, no Grinch this Saturday. It's going to be all about basketball. So we'll get out, let these kids shoot free throws, and we'll see how it all turns out.
Now, I guess the time of the event will depend on how many kids show up, right?
It does.
You don't have to pre-register.
You don't have to pre-register. I'll give you some numbers here. So you can call 527-8730. That's at the Elks Lodge. If you have any questions, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., you can reach out to myself at 270-703-1330, or you can reach out to Jennifer East at 270-703-0870. She may shoot me for that, but they don't have kids in class today.
Mm-hmm.
Probably mm-hmm. I'll reach out here. We'll see.
We'll know in
the
about
rest
5 minutes,
of the week.
They said.
So we shall see. I know that a lot of schools have a lot of damage, and
yeah.
We sure hate it, but we're Marshall County. We overcome. We've proven that time and time again. So we'll say a prayer for the school board, for the folks that are having to step up and do what they need to do. The teachers are in a bind because they want to be in their classrooms getting ready for the kids to come back and haven't been able to. Believe me, I have one that lives in my home, my wife. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're ready to get the kids back in and do what they can do, but you got to have the repairs done first, and we all mm-hmm. understand that. So we'll be praying for that to happen.
Yep. And make sure that you go out this Saturday to Benton Elementary School Gym and take part in the annual Elks Hoop Shoot.
Yes, absolutely. And again, if there's any changes, anything comes up, we will announce it on WCBL. We'll try to do it by way of direct announcements and public service announcements as well. And you can go online at elks.org/hoopshoot if you'd like to pull up the rule sheet. It's pretty darn simple.
Mm-hmm.
If the basket goes in the hole, you made it, and if it doesn't, you didn't. And they'll give you all kinds of chances to warm up. Again, it's 8:30 this Saturday, Benton Elementary Gym. Please come out, support this great event. Parents, grandparents can come watch the kids show off their talents in shooting free throws.
Right, and you don't have to be from Marshall County to come.
That is correct. You just come on.
All right. Well, this is Coffee Call on WCBL. We'll send it back to you, Greg.